the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Good morning, everybody. This is Wendy, and, you know, welcome to our Monday Motivation Call. Carly is on with me, and we are always excited to do these calls. We have fun planning them, even though it's always very short. We don't spend a ton of time planning them. We kind of wake up Monday and like, what are we going to talk about? Sometimes it's Sunday night, but, you know, we are always learning. And, you know, as we learn and as we continue to grow, there are always things that are applicable to share on these calls with you. So, you know, thanks for always dialing in. Thanks for listening to the recording. We hope that what we have to share is motivating to you and inspires you and gets you thinking about how you can be better in that area. I know that we are striving to be better in all areas of our lives as well. So, you know, today's topic is really about why wait? Why wait until, in this instance, the new year to start your goal? We're not trying to skip over the awesome month of December or anything, but we know that around this time, we start, in general, kind of pushing our goals to January. You know, forget December, it's the end of the year. January 1 is going to be the day that I change my life, that I start doing this, that I start getting more organized, that I start working on my fitness goals or my health goals. I'm going to start my meal plan. I'm going to start eating healthy on January 1. That's my day. Well, we have a friend that we seem to always joke about, you know, like we say, November's my month or December's my month. Well, I know that right now everybody is thinking January is my month. That is when I'm going to get started. But Carly and I really want to know, why do we wait? Why are we waiting till January? There's so much that can be accomplished in the next 4 to 5 weeks. And so it really is just a mindset. It really is just us deciding that we're not going to put off our goals any longer, that we are going to start today to work towards being better in those areas that we feel like we need to set a goal towards. So, you know, Garrett and I are committed to working on our meal plan. We have some kind of a roadmap for that, and we don't want to wait until January. We have goals. We have a trip coming up in February to the beach, and you know, we don't want to wait till January. That's not enough time for us to hit our goals with health and wellness. So we're starting today. And it's kind of a crazy time. It's not the first of the month. It's not the first of the year. But we're committed to our goals starting today to, you know, make those changes in our health and fitness. And so, you know, our question today is why wait? You know, some of the biggest goals that we set for ourselves are to lose weight, to get more fit, to get organized, to save more. You know, those are typical New Year's resolutions, right? But what if you did something today to move you in that direction? You know, how much further along are you going to be on January 1 when everyone else is just getting started? You're going to have momentum, and we know with momentum, when you start with momentum, it keeps gaining steam over time. So, you know, there is a lot of time between now and the new year to make some changes, to get closer to what you really want to accomplish. So, you know, I have a couple of things, other things to share, but I want Carly to hop on and share her thoughts with you. And then, yeah.
So, thanks, Lindy. You know, I am a person that makes New Year's resolutions. And, you know, the hard, cold truth is that sometimes I stick with it and sometimes I don't. So, you know, just thinking about that got me curious, and I started doing a little bit of Googling to see what I could find on New Year's resolutions. And, you know, what if people are actually successful with keeping their goals, sticking to their plan or not. And so the article that I was reading said that most people Well, actually, a third of people quit working on their goals by January 31st, and over half quit by the end of February. So I would say I definitely tend to fall in that category. It's not that I want to quit. It's just that I get focused on other things. And so, you know, the thing is that my point is that January 1st is not the magic time of year that you're going to finally be successful with your goal. And so the reason that Lindy and I are saying start now is that, you know, without all the pressure of it being the new year, maybe you actually have a greater chance for success now than you would if you started in January. And actually, this article that I was reading said that most people quit because they simply don't have time to focus on their goals anymore. And the thing is that if you don't have time then, you know, how are you going to ever make the time? And so what if you start by making just some small changes? Just start thinking about your goal. Start thinking about those New Year's resolutions, which will in turn make you more aware now rather than just blowing off the whole holiday season. So I did a little math, which is always dangerous. But did you know that it takes, in order to burn about 1 pound of fat in your body, that you've got to burn 3,500 calories. Okay, that's an estimate. So what if you start working out just a couple of times a week, maybe 3 times a week, and let's say that you burn about 500 calories during your workout. So that adds up to 1,500 calories burned during a week, okay? But we have 5 weeks to go until January 1st. So that's 1,500 times 5, which equals 7,500 calories burned and is over 2 pounds of fat just gone. Have you ever lost weight during the holiday season? The crazy thing is that when I became more aware of calories and my exercise schedule, that actually I've at least maintained my weight during the holidays, not gaining a single pound in the last 3 years. So, you know, that's what just becoming aware can do for you. And guys, that's only 3 workouts a week. You could always step up your game, which is definitely what I plan to do to stay on track through January 1st. And, you know, if you start now and maybe you're successful, maybe you fall off a little bit, maybe you're not as consistent as you want to be, then you've got January 1st to either step up your game, bump up your goals, or recommit to those goals. So don't let this time, these next 5 weeks, be wasted when you can be making progress toward your goals instead of waiting for January 1st to make that first step. So, Lindy, I'll throw it back to you.
Well, yes, that's perfect, and I love how you broke that down, because every small step in the right direction is going to create positive change, and so it's just about committing and making making the choice. You know, it really is all about mindset, and one of the Google things that I found this morning was, you know, the article actually is 9 reasons to start your New Year's resolution right now. And it has a quote on here from Benjamin Franklin, and it says, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today." And that's the truth. Why are we waiting? And so I love the fact that, you know, it really is all about your mindset. It all comes full circle. You know, don't put off the things that you want to accomplish in your life. You know, no matter what your goals are, if you don't commit to them, you're never going to feel like it's the right time. You know, if you're waiting for a sign, if you're waiting for the day, the right, you know, when everything's perfect to commit, and you think that's January 1, you may never get started. You may never fully commit, because it's just another year, y'all. You've got to commit today to something that you really want. If you wait until tomorrow, you are still going to think you're putting it off. You're not going to feel accomplished. But when you commit today and you start to see those changes and you commit to the certain activities that are going to help you get close to your goal every single day, you're it's going to create a new reality for you. You can really achieve anything that you want, but it does start with that commitment. It starts with the mindset that, you know what, it's just January 1 is just another day. Don't put off your goals, your dreams, your plans, waiting for a magical day, because it's no different than any other day. It's just how committed are you to getting what you want out of life? And committing today is going to make all the difference. I really, I'm excited about, you know, Garrett and I committing to these health and fitness goals starting today. I mean, we've been working on it. We've been pretty consistent, but we really are starting today. And yes, does it seem harder to commit to health and fitness goals through the holiday season? Absolutely. But really, it is a mindset. It is your own personal commitment to it. And I'm excited about starting today to get close to those goals. I'm excited about starting today to commit again to some business goals that I have, not just for the end of this month, but through December, so that January is an all-out explosion in as far as our business goes. And so if you put off all of those activities because you're waiting for the new year, because you're just going to hold on tight through December, you're not going to see, you know, whether it's an explosion in growth with your business, whether it's those health and fitness goals, you're not going to see all of the compounding effects of the momentum that you're going to create by starting today. So, Carly, do you have any other closing thoughts?
I do. You know, so my challenge to you guys is to not procrastinate. So many times we put off what needs to be done because we want to be perfectly prepared. We want to do all the research on the meal plans. We want to make sure we have all the right equipment. We want to make sure we have the perfect gym membership, or, you know, whatever it is that is your excuse for procrastinating. You guys, it doesn't take research or a plan to get out and put your running shoes on and go for a walk. It doesn't take research to make a better decision when it comes to food choices. So just like Lindy said, start today. Make a better decision today, because I'm telling you, one good decision leads to another one that leads to another one that leads to another one. And when January 1st arrives, you'll already be on the right track. And I promise you, you'll be in a position to step up your game, just like I said earlier. So with that being said, Lindy, I'll let you wrap up this call for today. And you want to say any closing thoughts? Jump right in.
No, I think this was a great call, and I love that we all have a choice. You know, it is about your own personal commitment, and it is all about just taking that first step, and just know that every single step that you take in the right direction is going to create some incredible momentum for you, whatever your goals are. And you're going to look back and go, I killed December. You know, January is going to be even that much more amazing because I chose to start then. I chose to commit then. And really, got my mindset right, focused on just every small step in the right direction. And so I'm excited about starting today and not procrastinating, because that really is one of my weaknesses, one of the things that I struggle with. And so, you know, we're obviously on this journey with you guys, aren't experts on any of this. It really is all about the journey. It's really all about, you know, doing this with you guys, sharing what we're going through, sharing what we're learning, and hoping that it helps you too. So, you know, go enjoy this beautiful day. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. And, you know, take that first step in the right direction today. Don't put off, you know, the awesome things that are waiting for you because you're procrastinating. Just go for it. So, guys, we thank you so much for listening in to Carly and I. Every week we love doing these calls for you and for us, and it is all about this personal accountability for us too, and sharing this time with you every week. So have an awesome, awesome end of November, beginning of December. And, you know, start today, move in the right direction. And we will be here with you again next Monday
for another Motivation for Monday call. So for this week, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.